Hey, I got gun news for you. This is kind of different. Gun news, kind of sweet. Gun news is kind of like instead of shooting that bow and arrow little Cupid person, you got a gun in your hand. It's a dating site for people that are in love with the Second Amendment, firstly, and you're out now looking for the real love of your life. A new dating site has a site set on targeting lovers. Hey, lots of little plays on words there. Plays on words. Do you all get it? Tens of thousands of users have already signed up. It's a brainchild of a female gun owner, and her name is Laura Clark. She's the CEO, and she says, hey, you know what? I'm not part of all this Me Too business. Why do I have to be unpacking all of the time? I feel pretty confident about things in life, don't you know? And I'm going to put this business together. And it's very successful. Again, I'm repeating, but tens and tens of thousands of people now have signed up to be users. ProGunDating.com. I like that. Hey, I've been married for so long that why would I care? But I'm going to go look it up anyway just to see, because I like guns. I don't need anything else, because I'd get shot if my wife saw I was looking on there for too long. Hey, Americans have 393 million firearms. That's 40% of all guns in the entire world. Raw, raw. 14 million new guns are purchased in America each and every year. In the past 2 months alone, Americans bought more guns than the United States military has in its total arsenal. I like stuff like that. Trump 45. I bought a couple of Trump 45s a while ago. If you watch our show on a regular basis, you would know that. And the other day, I took one out of the box. And wow, you know, you got to kind of stroke that gun. It's a beauty. I mean, my wife looked at me and said, what are you doing? I said, this is so nice. I'm so excited. I ran out and I bought a shoulder holster for it. And it's a U.S., you know, shoulder holster for the 45, 1911. He's the 45th president. And you know, it's Trump 45. Cabot Guns out of Pennsylvania made it. Rob and I have kind of become friends over all of this. Well, I bought two guns from you, Rob. No wonder. And it's exciting. I'm going to carry it. I'm going to shoot it. I got one I'm going to leave in the office, and another one now that I'm going to carry. Initially, I bought one to give to the NRA, to the museum, and they still, as of this date at least, haven't taken receipt of it. So at the moment, I have two. I better not get too attached, because they will show up and say, where's that gun you said you'd give us? But it's great fun, and I'm looking forward to going out and boomity boom boom. One of the Trump 45s sold at the auction sale at the NRA convention in Dallas. I think it was $65,000 that I bought. So hey, that's kind of nice stuff too. Now I got more gun stuff for you. There's an editor at Reuters, and after this tragic shooting at the Capitol Gazette, he blamed the president for that. I mean, he's just another nut job. And he goes on to say, this is what happens when Donald Trump calls journalists the enemy of the people. Blood is on your hands, Mr. President. Save your thoughts and prayers for your empty soul. And then it came out later, of course, that the president actually didn't do anything bad. And this guy apologized, and then but he did also throw in a couple of lines about, you know, fake news. Really? Do you think this guy's all about fake news? Here's somebody that makes these terrible statements. And the president, it's his fault for some whack job that went into an office and murdered people, and somehow or another the president got pulled into that. I mean, guys like this, they're walking around and they should be tied up and put away somewhere. If there actually was ever a civil war, because guys like him are calling for that all of the time, if there was between the right and the left, you know what? I ain't too worried about the outcome, but it would be a bad thing to have a war. Hey, y'all come back. See ya.